Ladies and gentlemen, that completes our public hearing agenda for today, referring back to our first public hearing, which was subdivision number 2023-02, Brittany N. Penuel.
Mr. Chairman, council has prepared a motion. I'm asking you to read it for me.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Hopkins. It's that Mr. Hopkins moves that the commission grant preliminary and final site plan approval for subdivision 2023-02 for Brittany N. Penuel based on the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned GR, which permits lots with a minimum size of 10,000 square feet. The proposed subdivision density of two lots on 16.01 acres of land is significantly less than the allowable density in the GR zone. One of the lots will be 0.98 acres, and the remaining land will be 15.03 acres in size. Both of these parcels significantly exceed the minimum lot size permitted in the GR zone. Three, the smaller 0.98 acre lot effectively exists today, being separated by properties of ownership from the larger 15.03 acre parcel. This subdivision will simply confer the separation of these two parcels. Four, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Six, the proposed subdivision will not have an adverse effect on area roadways. Seven, the small subdivision satisfies the criteria set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision code. Eight, a waiver from the topographical and buffer requirements is appropriate in this case because the new lot in question effectively exists today and has its own frontage on a county road and is surrounded by other properties with similar characteristics. Nine, there is no opposition to this application. And 10, because the planning and zoning staff has stated that the necessary agency approvals for this application are in place, it is appropriate to grant both preliminary and final site plan approval for this subdivision.
Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
I second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve a subdivision 2023-02 Brittany N. Penuel as a preliminary and a final for the reasons and the conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and the conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2421, Jonathan and Laura Brittingham.
Any more propositions? Okay, Mr. Chair.
Oops. With regards to conditional use number 2421, Jonathan and Laura Brittingham, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2421, Jonathan and Laura Brittingham. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2423, Jennifer C. Addix.
Yeah, I've got one on this one, too. Yeah, I can do this one, yeah.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, in regard to CD 2423,
your mic's not on there. You need to turn your mic. There you go. There you got her.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, regarding CD 2423, Jennifer C. Addick, council has prepared a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Hopkins. At Mr. Hopkins' request, this is the motion. That is that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2423 for Jennifer C. Addix for a commercial kitchen based on the information contained in the record and for the following reasons. One, this is an application to allow a commercial kitchen within an existing structure upon property owned by the applicant. It will occur within a 24-by-40-foot garage that is attached to the applicant's home. Two, the kitchen will be used to support the applicant's personal meal preparation and catering business, being known as the Kitchen Coop. This will be takeout only and no dining will occur on site. Three, based on the record, the use as a commercial kitchen will not generate a significant amount of traffic through deliveries or customers. Four, there are no nearby homes of other ownership and the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties, the community, or area roadways. Five, the use provides a needed service for nearby residents and families who are unable or unwilling to cook for themselves. As a result, it has a public or semi-public use. Six, no party spoke in opposition to the application. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a commercial kitchen. B, no sit-down dining shall be allowed on the site. C, customers shall make reservations so that the food pickups are staggered to avoid traffic congestion on the site and adjacent roadways. D, the use shall comply with all setback and parking requirements. E, as stated by the applicant, there shall be a fence constructed between the applicant's driveway and the neighbor's driveway so that none of the applicant's customers use the wrong driveway. E, F, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements. G, any dumpsters or trash containers associated with the use shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. H, the use shall comply with any federal, state, or local requirements regarding wastewater and grease discharges. H, I, J, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not be larger than 32 square feet on each side. And finally, the final site plan for this use shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second. I second it.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2423, Jennifer C. Addicks, for the reasons and with the stipulation stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. The chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulation stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2437, James R. Powell.
Any questions or comments? Mr. Chairman, I move for deferral for conditional use 2437, James R. Powell.
I second it.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2437, James R. Powell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was conditional change of zone number 1990, Beach Partners LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move we defer.
Oh, no, I have a motion on this one. You asked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he sent me a note. Okay, so if you're good with it, you want me to read the motion?
No. Go ahead. Excuse me. I thought you said, did you read the motion?
No.
Please read the motion.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's Mr. Mears' motion that the commission recommend approval of change in zone number 1990 for Beach Partners LLC for a change in zone from AR1 agricultural residential and MR medium density zoning to C2 medium commercial zoning based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, C2 medium commercial zoning is designed to support retail sales and the performance of consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector roads, and the property's location along Route 1 satisfies this intent. That two, the applicant's property is currently split zoned as MR and AR1 along Route 1. It is currently used for business purposes as a daycare facility for children up to 12 years of age, approved by the county. That's the daycare facility being approved by the county, not the children approved by the county. I read that. There are also other commercially zoned properties in the area with C1 zoning on the opposite side of Route 1 and B1 in the immediate vicinity of the site. There are also a number of small business, office, and commercial uses nearby. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning. Three, C2 zoning on this location along Route 1 will benefit nearby residents of Sussex County by providing a convenient location for retail uses and consumer services. Four, there is no evidence that this rezoning will have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or area roadways. Five, the site's in the coastal area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan and Future Land Use Map. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning according to the plan. Six, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to the rezoning application. And eight, any future changes to the use of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
So moved.
I second.
To move and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1990, Beach Partners LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1982, Peninsula Lakes LLC.
Since we don't have a motion for this one, I move to defer change of zone 1982, Peninsula Lakes LLC.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1982, Peninsula Lakes LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
I wouldn't read too much into that. It's just so we can get it straight, that's all.
It's very unusual that he'll prepare these motions, and tonight he knocked out three of them, which is unbelievable. I mean, this is one very sharp guy. The county's very fortunate to have him in this job.
But there is a limit to how much.
It's not typical.
There's a limit to how much you can do on the fly.
Well, and the one you all had was unique enough where it was not one that we sort of do on the fly as well, so.
All right, and that leaves us with ordinance number 2310 and the amenities ordinance.
Can I make a motion to approve it as presented?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I make a motion to approve ordinance 2310, amenities ordinance as presented.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of ordinance number 2310, the amenities ordinance. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Yes.
Ms. McGee? Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Chair votes yes, motion carries 4-0. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Whitehouse, any announcements, any final words of wisdom?
Just one quick update, if I could please, Mr. Chairman. So since the last meeting, staff are now actively working on ordering your new devices. Based on the discussion the commission had, we're moving in the direction of the laptop rather than the tablet device. And I know there was a concern about size and bulk of them compared to a tablet. The newer ones are pretty slim and thin anyway. They run on Windows. I know Mr. Mears is a...
Awesome.
Prefers that as a different way of operating. I don't think they're going to be touchscreen devices like you have right now, but the aim is to try and roll them out to you in the first meeting for the Commission's reorganization meeting. So if you could start looking for chargers for your existing devices to return them. Remember those stylus pens we handed out? If you still have those, we can get those back as well. And just
Oh boy.
I know it was 5 years ago. But
I was going to say, was it 5 years ago? I'm pretty sure I haven't seen mine for 5 years.
Yeah. I think Kim was the only one that
used it. Kim was the only one that used it. And we had a charger?
I don't know if they came with a charger.
I don't remember a charger.
I don't remember a pen either.
I don't know. Exactly.
We might, with your new ones, get you some like little laptop bags so you can keep it all together.
There you go. All right. But if there's nothing else for the good of the order, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony.